Recent data suggests that while Japan and other Asian markets continue to lead the way for importing Alaska seafood, the rest of the world is quickly catching up, especially the countries that make up the European Union. The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute is trying to take advantage of Europeans' interest in Alaska fish by bringing journalists from the region to the state. KMXT's Casey Kelly has more.
Christian Botter is a German television journalist based in Munich. He's working on a documentary about Alaska's fishing industry that will air on German TV.
And it's mostly going to be films where I accompany fishermen going out, going for halibut, longlining, for example, or a lot of salmon.
Azmi set it up so that Botter and his cameraman could spend the night on a salmon troller outside Sitka. They've also visited Juneau and now Kodiak. On Saturday, they took a float plane to the Kodiak Regional Aquaculture Association's Katoy Bay Hatchery on Afognak Island. Botter says he's been impressed by Alaska's natural beauty, which he calls the Wild Wild North.
It's not like in the lower 48 in many regions or in Europe where everything is really urbanized, you know. I mean, we went to this hatchery today, and it's a whole bunch of buildings and people working there, and right in front of it is a bunch of bears hunting for salmon. So this is really, a wild state, I guess.
Botter says Germans and Europeans in general are concerned about overfishing and react favorably to buzzwords like sustainability and wild. According to Azmi's website, between 2000 and 2006, the percentage of Alaska's seafood exported to Europe increased from 11% of all exports to 23%. But even though Alaska seafood is making inroads in European markets, Botter says it's still a tough sell.
Yeah, that's why farmed fish from Scandinavia is so popular, because it's really, really cheap. Mm-hmm. I think 20 years ago, it wasn't normal to eat salmon, you know, like every day, whatever. And now it's become so cheap, it's one of the cheapest fish on the desk. So it would be people looking for special products that buy the Alaskan wild-caught salmon.
Cornelius Stolze is a freelance journalist from Hamburg with a background in biology. She writes mainly on the topics of the environment and sustainability, but as a consumer, she admits that in the past she hasn't paid much attention to where her fish comes from.
I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference from farm lax, but not from Norwegian, Scottish, and I wouldn't know that Alaska has a specific regulation system. It was just a name, like a brand, but I couldn't tell what is behind the brand. And I think this is the biggest change that has happened during this travel.
She says in Europe, with so many countries competing for limited resources, there's no unified fishery management. So getting to witness Alaska's system up close has been an eye-opener.
Well, people told us that they do fight a lot about how people are allowed to go to different places and they have to buy permits and everything. Everything's very strongly regulated, strictly regulated, but still they seem to be united in the goal. And that's very nice to see.
This isn't the first time Azmi has brought foreign journalists to witness Alaska's fishing industry. Last year, a group from France toured southeast Alaska. In 2006, a group from China visited the state on a trip that included a stop in Kodiak. In Kodiak, I'm Casey Kelly.